Today's mitzvah is mitzvah number Resh Lamed Beis 232. As we continue in Kedoshim, we finally get up to Sheni. This is the last mitzvah right before Sheni. Lo sakal al cheresh, v'lifnei iver, lo sitein mechshol. In front of a blind person, do not put a stumbling block. V'yareisa me'alokecha, ani Hashem. And you shall fear God, I am God. You'll fear your God, I am God. As we mentioned yesterday, these two mitzvahs in this pasuk can be linked together. They're both about taking advantage of the downtrodden, of someone who is easily taken advantage of, somebody who's deaf, don't curse, somebody who's blind, don't put a michshol, a stumbling block in front of. So that is why they are linked in the pasuk. There are two major elements to this isser. As we know, there's a lot to talk about, lamaisa and lamdis. There's a lot to mention regarding lifne iver. We'll go in the order of the Sefer HaChinuch and the Minchas Chinuch. The Sefer HaChinuch says that there are two major aspects of this Isser D'Araisa. Number one, Shelo lo lahachshil b'nei Yisrael laseis lehem eitza ra'ah. Not to cause other Jews to stumble, to give them bad advice. Avol niyasher osam kishi yishlo eitza. If they ask us for advice, then I have to give them proper advice. That is what the first aspect of the mitzvah is, not giving bad advice. That's what Rashi says on the pasuk. Lifnei iver lo sitein mechshol, lifnei hasuma bedavar, in front of somebody who's blind in a certain area, lo sitein eitza sheino hagenas lo. Don't give advice that's not good. Meaning, let's say there's a certain field that you want to buy, and you know somebody else is interested in it. So don't tell them, this field, don't buy it. There's something wrong with it, and then you're going to go buy it. Al tomar mechor sadcha v'kach lecha chamor v'yata okef aleha ala v'notz lehimenu. That you're not allowed to do. So that's what Rashi says. The first pshat of lifnei iver is not giving bad advice. That is what Rashi says, and that is what the Sefer HaChinuch says right here. Shnei amar v'lifnei iver lo sitin michsho v'lashon sifra lifnei suma bedavar v'yanota mimcha eitza al titin lo eitza sheino hagenes lo. Exactly what Rashi says, right? V'amr z'chon lovrach al yomar adam l'chaveiro mechor sadcha v'kach chamor v'okef alav v'notz lehimenu. Right? We even say in one of the Ashamnus, Ya'atznu ra. Right, we're mode, we're mizvade, that we gave bad advice, because who knows whether we gave proper advice, even if we didn't do it on purpose. Who gives bad advice on purpose? But even if it was b'shogeg, one has to be very careful. That is number one. Number two, let's do number two and then we'll go back. Number two, v'zelav kolol kamochein mishayazar over aveira. Another famous element of lifnei iver is someone who helps somebody else do an aveira. Shehu mevi oso she yispate besula zela avar pamim achir mod. This will lead him to do many more aveiras. Facilitating somebody to do an aveira, that is also included in the issa d'araisa of lifnei iver. Umizeh hatzad amru zachar nulavracha. This is why the Gemara says about metzia bimalve velove beribis she shneim ovrim lifnei iver. Who violates this of ribis of interest? The love also. And the sofer, and the edim, everybody. Ribbis is very extreme, as we've discussed, and we will discuss more. But it's all included also in lifnei iver. These are the two major elements of lifnei iver. Number one, giving bad advice. And number two, meaning somebody who's a summa bedavar, don't give them bad advice. And number two, helping, facilitating somebody doing an aveira. First issue is the Minchas Chinuch and Os Aleph. He is bothered why the part one of lifnei iver, the Chinuch seems to limit to fellow Jews. Shelo lahachshil b'nei Yisrael, laseis lehem eitza ra. Why is that limited? Why do you limit it to a Jew? It doesn't say here, lifnei amischa, lifnei reyecha, just as lifnei iver. Why should it be limited? L'chora asked the Minchas Chinuch at the beginning, Eini Maven, Kavanas Arava Machaber, Shekasa B'nai Yisrael. I don't know why he's limiting it. Halo Gam L'goy, Halav De'lifnei Iver, K'mavor HaChazed Varav. It's Mefurish. What's the major source in Shas for lifnei iver? Avodah Zarah Davav. What's the case there? Giving a piece of Eiver Ben Achai to a Ben Noach, to a non-Jew. It's one of the two cases that are brought. So how? V'shas Mefurish, Avodah Zarah Davav, Kama Makomos. Well, Yoshev Rechel Ben Noach, so what was the Chinuch talking about? And if you look at the Rambam does not limit it. So the Minchas Chinuch says, what, you want to suggest how the Chinuch is not against the Gemara, so only Lifnei Iver type 1 is limited, and not Lifnei Iver type 2? That's his suggestion. V'lachalek v'lomar, didafka be'inyin devar iser, asr la'achshol ben Noach. Oh, maybe only by the part 2. Helping somebody do an aveira, that you're not allowed to do to a ben Noach. That's the case of Eiver ben Achai, avalo linyan eitza, but regarding bad advice, that's not included in the Issa d'Araisa. Minolam davar zeh. Why would you limit it? And what's the source for it? The pasuk's referring to Bnei Noach also. So why should you limit one part of Lifnei Iver and the other part of Lifnei Iver? Even advice relating to regarding Mila Dalma, I'm sorry, related to anything, even should apply to non-Jews. And therefore he ends up by saying, Eini yodea minole la rava machare davarzeh, v'tzarech ian, he doesn't answer the question. Doesn't answer the question why it should be limited, why Lifnei Iver type 1 should be limited to Jews, while Lifnei Iver type 2 is not limited. Okay, but that is two parts. Part 1 is bad advice, part 2 is helping somebody do an Aveira. A question that we have to deal with is, why isn't there part 3? Or even better, what is listed here should be 2 and 3. Why isn't there part 1? What does that mean? That means, what about actually putting a rock in front of a blind person? Is that usur in Lifnei Iver? Obviously, that's usur to do, right? That is included maybe in the usur of Lifnei Iver, maybe included in the usur of Hezek, included in the usur of Chavala, whatever the case might be. But is putting a rock in front of a blind person, is that Lifnei Iver also? The Minchas Chinuch is bothered. The Minchas Chinuch says, the Chinuch doesn't mention it, and the Rambam doesn't mention it, and Rashi doesn't mention it. Rashi always gives Pshuto, and then Midrasho. Rashi here jumps. Rashi says, Lifnei Suma B'davar. He just goes to Medrash. The Minchas Chinuch in Os Hey, right there now on the left side, all the way towards the end, on the left side of the next page. V'hine midivrei Rava Machaber, v'chei midivrei Rava Nireh, depazagadeh delivnei ver yatzel agamrei mipshuto. This seems like it's totally, you don't have the pshat. Dimnasan michshol mamish even lifnei iver ain't over. They don't mention it, so it sounds like it doesn't, it's not usur. Because the Rambam mentions the pasha pshat always. The Rambam does not mention here that if you put a rock in front of somebody who's blind, you're chayiv. He doesn't say it. And also, you know how I also know that it's not included? Because look at the last line of the chinuch. The chinuch says you don't get malchus for this isur. Why? Ain bo maisa. There's no maisa involved here. One second. If the Iker Isser is putting a rock in front of a blind person, that is a Maisa. And then somebody trips on it. So the fact that the Tchina calls it Ainbo Maisa, it means that there are ways to do it with a Maisa, but the Ikaron, it's not. Meaning it's the advice and it's the help. So, V'imze Gamke Nechla Balavar V'yeshbo Maisa. And therefore he says, I don't understand. Mikol makom lo yadati, kiven de mevor b'yavamis. As we know, the Gemara says in Yavamis af chavdalit, there is only one exception to the rule of rejecting the pshat. The Gemara says there in Yavamis, b'chol atarakula ein hamikra yosei midei pshuto. What does it mean, ein hamikra yosei midei pshuto? It doesn't mean that there is no drash. It just means that you don't reject the pshat. Ein hamikra yosei midei pshuto, you always have the pasha pshat, and then additional levels of interpretation. That's how the Ramban understands that principle. The Minchas Chinuch quotes it. He quotes the Ramban in Sefer HaMitzvos. The gam pshuto nidrash af shekamet varam nirmezu. Right there, you darsh in the pshat, and you darsh in the drash. So there's only one exception to that. What's the exception? A pasuk by Yibam. V'ayah ha-bachor asher teileid. Yokim al-shem achiv ha-meis. So we darsh in that bachor means the oldest brother. Even though the pasha pshat means it's the child that's born. But that's the only exception. But the Gemara doesn't give this as an exception. And therefore the Minchas Chinuch again ends off. V'lo yadati minolan. Dezeh ha-mafurash ina b'chaholav. I don't know why that is not included. Says the Klei Yakar, right here, beautiful Klei Yakar, I'll tell you why it's not included. Says the Klei Yakar, what does the end of the Pasuk say? And what does the end of the Rashi say? Keep reading. Let's look at Rashi first. Rashi says, the Aresam Elokecha Ani Hashem, the end of the Pasuk says, you shall fear God. You shall fear your God, I am Hashem. The Aresam Elokecha. Rashi says, Lefisha Hadavar Hazeh Eino Masur Labrios. Leida im daito shozel tova l'ra, because this iser, it's not clear to people whether the person has good kavanas. I gave you advice. Who knows if it was bad advice and you just decided to buy the other thing today? Who knows? V'yachol he shamit v'lomar l'tova niskavanti, and you could say, oh, I had kavanas l'tova. That's why it says v'yareisa mielokecha hamakir machshavo secha. What is Rashi saying, says the Klei Yakar? The Pasuk says, don't live Lifnei Iver lo titein michshol and fear God. So the last four words of the Pasuk are telling me that what we're talking about in the Pasuk is something that only God knows. Only God realizes is a problem. If you put a rock in front of somebody who's blind, you don't need God to know that what you're doing is evil. Everybody can see that you're doing something evil. The fact that it says V'yareisa mi'alokecha means the Parshat Pshat! The Parshat Pshat is something that only that God knows, and that's why Rashi jumps to the what we would call the drush, but why he rejects the pshat because of yireisa melakecha, because you don't need that if it's literal lifnei iver. Says the Menchas, says the Klayakar, litein lo etza ki ein lepirish ein lafarish iver mamish umechsho mamish. Why shahari nemar yireisa melakecha v'zemedaber bedaver hamasur lelev dafka. That is the gorgeous pshat of the Klayakar being medayik in Rashi. That's why the Parshat Pshat is rejected. Obviously, it's usur, just not because of Lifnei Iver. Lifnei Iver should be understood, as the Chinuch says, the two parts of Lifnei Iver, A, in terms of giving bad advice, and B, in terms of helping somebody do an Aveira. Okay, the major issue that the Achronim discuss in Lifnei Iver, the major issue that every Sefer on Lifnei Iver discusses, is how do we view the issue of Lifnei Iver, the Isra of Lifnei Iver, what we would call Klali Prati. How do we view Lifnei Iver? When I violate Lifnei Iver of 10 different Averis, is that 10 different Averis? Meaning, on every scorecard in Shemayim, on my Shatnez scorecard, I have a Lifnei Iver section. And on my Treif scorecard, I have a Lifnei Iver section. And if I help somebody do an Aveira, so then it's as if I did a Shemetz of that Aveira. I did a little Treif. I did a little this, I did a little that. Or do I say no? All Lifnei Ivers are the same. Lifnei Iver has a separate scorecard in Shemayim, helping somebody do an Aveira. It doesn't matter what Aveira it is. It's all the same Lifnei Iver. Right? The same Chakira that we mentioned a couple of days ago about Chatzi Shir. Right? Is it an Isser Klali or is it an Isser Prati? So that is the Chakira amongst the Achronim, but there are amazing nafkaminas that are related to this. Number one, the one that's very clear related to this issue, is that there is a machlokas between the Baal HaMor and the Ramban in Masechet Sanhedrin. Lifnei Iver of the big three. Is Lifnei Iver of the big three Yahari Valyavar? Somebody comes to me and puts a gun to my head and says, convince Reuven to kill Shimon or else I'm going to kill you. So is that Yahari Valyavar? Lifnei Iver of the big three. So that's the machlokas between the Baal HaMor and the Ramban. It's Sanhedrin in the Yahari Valyavar sugi. Zayin Dalet, Ayin Hey. So say the Achronim. Ah, this is exactly the point. If you say Lifnei Iver is prati, it's connected, it's a little bit of Shvichas Damim, Gilei Raya, Avodah Zarah, then you have to give your life for that too. If you say, no, it's Klali, it's a general, say, no, it's Lifnei Iver, it's not the Aveira. So therefore, one would not have to give their life. Nafkamina number one. Nafkamina number two. What happens if I try to convince somebody, but they don't do it in the end? This is the suffix of the Yad Malachi. Yad Malachi is one of the encyclopedias that were written over the past couple hundred years. Nistafku, this is in Shin Samach Zayin. Nistafku b'limid ha-yeshiva. Hecha shahanazir lo shasa oso koshal yayin. V'haben noach lo achal oso evi menachai. Shaho shalo. Ika avar ha-moshe mishum lifnei evil. Asi dimek shalo lo. Minema, do we say, Tekivan jalo nichshalu be'isser, al yideyahu oshata lo mikrisu michshol? If they didn't do it, it wasn't a stumbling block, so my mela, I didn't violate. Onema, or no, kivan de soap sofu nasan a michshol lifneyem, over belavze, de lifneyel asidim michshol, after lo nichshalu bo. So he says, which is it? He says, vihine be'emesu betami, mikoach asvara, misvara, what would you say? Mikomakam ka'avar amoshit, afshalo bo, adilu michshol, kivan anasino kapid. Right, Lifnei Iver lo sitain michshol, placing it. It's the placing, says the Yad Malachi, that seems to be the focus of the pasuk. So it sounds like from the pasuk and from the svara, I would think that even if he doesn't violate, that's what I would think. And he says this even sounds like the way from a Gemara in Moed Katan Daf Yud Zayin, where the Gemara says, "Amsa the Bei Rebbe Chazisi Luhu Gaver Dekamachi Lebanol Gadol." There was the maidservant of Rebbe see somebody hitting his son. Amran, she says to the father, "Don't do that." Why? Because if you're hitting your ben agadol, ka'avar mishum lifnei iver lo sitain michshol. You're violating. What mean you're violating? No, you're not violating. You're doing something that the son might hit you back, and then he'll do an aveira. But she says de ka'avar. You're violating right now. Sounds like it doesn't matter whether he does anything in the future or not. Is if he's violating right now. That is the gemara moed katan daf yud zayin. The problem is that there's a gemara kedushin that says the opposite way. The Gemara Kedushin, Daf Lamed Bey, says that Rav Huna ripped up in front of his son his favorite shirt. Right, put it in our case, right, a father takes his son's favorite hockey jersey and rips it up in front of him. The Gemara there says, and he was doing it to see if his son had conquered the Midah of Ka'as. This is not to be tried at home, for any of you out there. Ezel echsi rasach ilo rasach. He was testing him. And the Gemara says, how could he do this? Vidil marasach v'ka'avar mishum lifnei evil asidin mechshol. Maybe he's going to get angry, and then he'll violate. What do you see from that Gemara? Is only if you get angry or not. So there are different hints that you get from the Gemara. But what about the issue itself? So again, it could be totally on our issue. If you say, Ilfadibur is a din prati, it's a prat in each Avera, and it makes a lot of sense to say, you're not going to violate unless the Avera was done. But if you say it's a din klali, so then maybe it's the Nesina. Maybe it's the Lo Sitein Mechshol, and even if one doesn't do it, it would be Usser. That is number two. Number one, if you do the one of the big, the Lifnei Evir, the big three. Number two, if he wasn't Machshul Basof. The Menachas Chinuch gives another one. Nistapakti in Os, in the last column, in Os Dalid. Nistapakti on top. Im Mocher Lo Dover Ha'asur Lo Midra Banan. Im Over Lifnei Evir Daraisa. What if I convince you to do an Avera Darabanan? Do I violate Lifnei Evir Daraisa? So, says the Menachas Chinuch to Ha'machshule. So that's the shaila. If you cause somebody to do a Durabanan problem, do you violate Daraisa? So maybe it could be totally on our issue. If you say it's part and parcel of the Isser, so it can't be worse than the Isser itself. If you say it's a Din Klali, then ironically it could be even worse. It could be even worse, and you could, by Machshel, but Issa Durabanan, one could violate Lifnei Iver Da'araisa. The Menachas Chinuch, in any case, does not think that this is a Nafkamina. Why? Because he says, an Issa Durabanan is no better than bad advice. And bad advice is Da'araisa. So fine, within Lifnei Iver part two, of causing him an Aveit to do an Aveira, it might be limited to Durabanan, but it's for sure bad advice. So it's going to be Lifnei Iver Da'araisa for that half as well, which is important. Is there an overlap between the different Lifnei Ivers? Lifnei Iver of Aveira and Lifnei Iver of bad advice. But that's the Menachas Chinuch's discussion in that paragraph. I was Dalit, the second to last line in that paragraph. He says, it's no worse than giving bad advice. Okay, one other source. Before we move on, many are familiar with the first Mishnah in Maseches Shabbos, where the Mishnah talks about, you have the Ani standing outside and the Baal Bayis standing inside. If one of them does an Akira and a Hanacha, that's an Issa D'Araisa. Then if only one of them does an Akira and the other one does a Hanacha, then it is an Issa D'Rabbanan. Meaning if the Baal Bayis gives the Ani food or tzedakah and then the Ani takes it, so then it's only an Issa D'Rabbanan. Asks the Rush, the first Rush, Siman Aleph in Maseches Shabbos, why is it only Issa D'Rabbanan if one does an Akira and one does a Hanacha? Isn't it Lifnei Iver for each other? If I stretch something out to you and I cause you to do an Aveira, that's Lifnei Iver D'Araisa. So why, asks the Rush, does the Mishnah say that it's only Issa D'Rabbanan? Says, V'kasha hechi kamer depatru umutar legamre v'alkaver mishum Lifnei Iver l'sidim mechshol ukema moshid kos yayin l'nazir. Or even if one person does Akira and the Hanacha, the other one just does nothing, just holds the item, it's mutter, says the Mishnah. It's mutter, it's Lifnei Iver. So the Rush says, you're right. It is Daraisa Lifnei Iver, but the Mishnah in Shabbos is only talking about Shabbos Isurim, not about Lifnei Iver Isurim. That's the Rush. What do you see from that Rush? Says Tosas Rabbi Kiva Eger. Rabbi Kiva Eger on Mishnayis, on that Mishnah. He says, you know what you see from that Rush? That Lifnei Iver is Nisr Klali. And that's why it's not listed there, because if it would be part of Nisr Prati, it is Hilcha Shabbos. It's not an Nisr. The Rush says, oh, we're only talking about Shabbos here, not Lifnei Iver. So Rush is being Mechali between Lifnei Iver and Hilcha Shabbos. So it must be Nisr Klali based on that Rush, says Rabbi Akiva Eger. Fine. Again, we could spend hours and hours on this topic, talking about all the halacha l'maisa examples of Lifnei Iver. Let's just read the chinuch a little bit more. Shorish mitzvah zu yadua, ki tikkun ha'olam v'yishuvo, hu lahadrach b'nei adam, v'lasi adam kol maaseh me'isa tova. Obviously, this is part of society to give proper advice to all people who ask for it. In the next paragraph, he talks about Lifnei Iver is asur, but not what the Gemara calls Lifnei de Lifnei. If it's too much, if it's too early in the process, so then that's called Lifnei de Lifnei. Ramosha uses this in a tshuva, where he talks about, is a Jew allowed to be an architect for a church? An architect. Let's say somebody's a professional architect. Is he allowed to be an architect for a church? So Rav Moshe writes in a tshuva, I think this is in Yoredeya Beis Amaches, Rav Moshe writes, it is mutter. It's Lifnei de Lifnei at most. It's okay, you should try not to do it, but if you need this for your parnasa, it's libne de livne. That is too early, and it wouldn't be a problem. Okay. The Chinuch says at the end, the mitzvah applies always to men and women. If somebody violates and gives bad advice or helps somebody do an avera, then they violate this isser. He ends the mitzvah. One doesn't get malchus because it is a lav she'ein bo maisa. Again, there are many, many examples of this lamaisa. Just to mention a couple of them, Rav Vosner has a tshuva. Are you allowed to sell non-sneas clothing? Let's say somebody owns a clothing store. Somebody owns a company online. Are you allowed to sell non-sneas clothing, knowing that Jews are going to buy it? Maybe the Jews are going to buy it and wear something under it. So it's not lifnei iver. You're not doing it specifically for them. So he goes back and forth regarding lifnei iver. Rav Shlomo Zalman has a tshuva. Am I allowed to give bread to someone who I know is not going to make a bracha or wash? Because says Rav Shlomo Zalman, if you look in the Ramah, in the end of Kuf Samach Gimel, the Ramah says, Asur laha achil lemishlo natal yadav mishim lifnei iver l'sitei mechshol. You're not allowed to give somebody bread if you know they're not going to wash their hands. Rav Shlomo Zalman, the Posek Adar in Mincha Shlomo, Chelek Aleph, Simel Lamed Hei, says you're allowed to. And not only are you allowed to today, you have to. Because he says Lifnei Iver Bizman Hazeh is just the opposite. In the days of the Ramah, it will be Lifnei Iver to give him the bread. Nowadays, it will be Lifnei Iver not to give him the bread. Because that would drive him even further away from Yahadus. And therefore, Lifnei Iver depends on time and on generation and on context. Again, very lamaisa. What other cases come up of regarding Lifnei Iver? Is one allowed to invite somebody for a Shabbos meal knowing that they're going to drive? And even if I do all of the, you could stay here, you could stay here, what if I know the mitzvah they're going to drive? So that is a major discussion in the postgame. Rav Moshe says one only is allowed to give a more general statement. Rav Moshe in Arachayim, Chelek Aleph, Simon, Tzad, the test, 99, he was asked in 1953. He was asked from Rav Naftali Karlbach from Detroit. Im yesh iser lifnei iver lahazmin anashim sheyavo lefala b'shabbos lebeis haknesses, kishiyodeh sheichalu ha-shabbos b'nesiyah b'machines. Rav Moshe calls cars machines. Veheshavti to the husband is a rechokim b'ofen she'efshar she'yavo below chilul Shabbos v'adei aser. Rav Moshe says if you invite them in a way that there's no way without chilul Shabbos is aser. For garua me'yisr lifnei iver shari you obi iser mesis. Whoa. Rav Moshe calls this the iser of mesis, helping somebody do avodah zara. V'yisr lifnei iver yesh apishe einam rechokim kolkach. Even if they're close, if you know they're going to be lazy and come in their cars. Aval iser mesis, there's no mesis when it comes to krovim. And if it's not in a lashon of inviting, but in just a lashon of letting them know, stam hoda'a, she'osim minyan, v'nosim prasim lahabayim lespalel, shakavana ba'etzim ugam rak lekrovim, aval yidua shagam rechokim yavo, mistaver, so then it might be mutter. So Rav Moshe is pretty machmir in this regard. Other poskim are more makel. The Rav Sternbach in Shuvas Van Hagas Chelik Aleph Simon Shin and Ches, he says you look at the greater good, similar to what Rav Shlomo Zalman said. Did Nira di Yisodu Isur de Lifnei Iver Hu Dumya di Iver Shemachshilo Avolim Kavanaso Rak Latovas Atzmo Lonikra Machshil. Right now you're trying to help him out. If you're trying to get him to appreciate Shabbos, so you might have to be machalal this one. So then Kamosha Rofi Minateach Lonikra Makachavero, like a surgeon who's cutting off a limb. So you're cutting off one Shabbos, but you're trying to save the body. You're trying to give him all Shabbos. Kach Kan Halo Ein Kavanaso Lahara Lo Liyitz Lo Eitzah Shein Ogenes Elisha Makava Bazel Hadricham Al Karvan Lo Derech Emes. And that these Machal Shabbos now, I'm not doing a Rola Atzma, I'm trying to save him, Adarabba, and I'm very upset about it. And it's I wish I could stop it. So you can't say that's an Isra of Lifnei Iver. So that's why Shuvas Van Hagas Shin Ches says it wouldn't be a problem. Again, there's a lot more. Is one allowed to be in the Nesiv Hazat Shuva? Is one allowed to be Mesara Kedushin for a couple that you know will not keep Taras and Mishpacha? Right? Is that Lifnei Iver? Maybe that could be, we didn't mention this, I'll just finish with this, that could be what's called Chad Iver Dinara. What if the person could do the Aveira even without you? But you do it you're gonna help him anyway. Let's say the Nazir could pick up a cup of wine himself, but instead you give it to him. That's cool, the same side as the river. There, we paskin, there is no Lifnei Iver Daraisa. There is what's called Misayeya L'dvar Aveira D'Rabanan. Even if the person could do it himself, if I'm involved in it, so then it's still an Isser D'Rabbanan for a Jew to be involved in Misayeh L'Dvar Aveira. Okay, there's a lot here. Baruch Hashem, we did as much as we can right now. And Baruch Hashem, we will come back. But Baruch Hashem, this was Mitzvah 232, the Mitzvah of Lifnei Iver.